Those sounds you hear are from a new project by Fresno violinist Patrick Contreras. It's called El Violin, and Patrick joins us now in the studio to talk about the release of this new EP and also some concerts that are coming up. Patrick, welcome.
Good to be here, Joe. Thank you.
Yeah, and this is a project that's a little different in sound than some of the things you've done before.
Right.
Where did the idea for this come from?
Long story short, the seed started about 2-3 years ago. I was down in Texas playing Tejano music, which is traditionally not have a violin in it. So I was kind of exploring that whole genre. I got to tour with a Tejano artist, Jorge Moreno, and we played some festivals down there. One trip, we played in San Antonio at a festival. We had a meeting with the Quintanilla family, which is Selena's family, and which is in Corpus Christi. So we took the drive down to Corpus Christi, and it was cool. We were at the museum and at the studios where, you know, they record. And the father, Abraham, comes down and starts talking to us. And I got to go to lunch with him. We were eating this, you know, little hole in the wall fish spot in Corpus Christi serving red snapper with beans and rice. So good. One of the things he said to me was one of the reasons why Selena was big, obviously her talent, number one, but also that she had a Mexican-American sound, which is a demographic he felt was not, at the time, was low, being overlooked by the industry. Either you're playing Mexican music, norteño, heavily with the Mexican influence, or a lot of us are great at copying and learning other people's music. But he said, that demographic's being, when is artists going to rise up and start doing Mexican? When are we going to bring our voice, just like, you know, Detroit, Memphis, Texas, where's our sound? And that seed just sort of developed over the years, and it's always something I've been wanting to do anyway. And so earlier this year, I just made the decision, I'm going to do it. I'm great at being an entertainer. I love to do it. That's never going to change, but I need to start being an artist and paint. If I were to take all my influences, okay, now remove them. What do I sound like? And so this is where this started.
Interesting. So what's the instrumentation like? I mean, is it more pared down because of that? You're saying removing things versus the more Jimi Hendrix style thing that we often see, the shredding up there
right,
on stage
right.
with the plugged-in violin?
There's definitely still some shreddage, but it's, okay, so drums, you have drums, bass, guitar, accordion. That's one of the number one differences. And then also I have a backup violin and mandolin, which is actually Evascal playing up those parts.
Oh, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it some more, but first listen to me. I think it's always better to talk about music
right.
after we listen
right.
to it.
Right.
Let's hear cut 8, the first one that we have loaded up here, Patrick Contreras and his new project, El Violin. Music by Patrick Contreras here. Many artists treat the studio as an instrument itself. What was it like going to record with these musicians? Is it kind of a live project, or is it mixing all this stuff together in the studio and using those advantages?
Great experience. I think recording changed me as a musician. Like I've been to the studio before, and I've rushed through it, but I've never not taken the process. I've never, unfortunately, taking the process as seriously as I could. This time I sat down and painted everything. I mean, we listened to this hours and hours of listening back. What textures, what guitar tones, what sounds, what drum beat, how do we want this done? So this was more like a painting and a drawing and that slowly came together. I had a sound in my head, but capturing that sound, that process, this is the very first track. I recorded this about a year and a half ago. At the time, I was living in Tower District in my little tiny apartment, and I recorded this little melody. And as I was earlier this year deciding to move forward with this project, El Violin, or El Violin, however you want to say it, what is this sound? And then I remember that moment that I came up with that little riff. And as you see, it's a little bluesy, it's a little Mexican, it's a little this and that. So the recording studio, right, it's a whole nother monster. And it was allowed me to really sit back and, you know, we've been recording for a while now. So it was a process for sure.
So we have one more track I want to play now, and this is all, again, ahead of this EP release date at Fulton 55 on September 1st. Let's listen to this last one now. Patrick Contreras with us in studio. This is his new EP, El Violin, that is coming out September 1st at Fulton 55. I imagine there's going to be a lot of dancing, especially with a track like that.
Oh, yeah, no. Anybody, you got to come to dance. It's that vibe. I mean, that's one of the heart of Mexican music and Mexican American music is dancing. So,
and that was an interesting piece in that you had sort of this banda, right, oompa thing going on in the bass line and the drums, and yet a very romantic melody over the top of that.
Right. Which was, Matt, I remember waking up and just, I could not sleep one night because I was like, I hear this. And I just like, my wife was next to me, like, what's going on? I was like, I hear this sound, I have to get it out. So like I called Omar Nade this morning, who's another local artist who I was working with that morning. He's an artist who I work with, Omar Nade, and I said, "Dude, I got this idea. We have to go for it." So we slowly. It first started out as this Colombian sort of Colombian cumbia. I was wrestling with, and I was like, "Ah, no. It's too Colombian. I need a Mexican." And he actually came with the idea. He's like, "Well, let's listen to some old rancheras and norteño." And I was listening to it, and I was like, yeah, that's it. And so we found it, put it together, arranged it. And so, yeah.
So it's coming up September 1st at Fulton 55 in Fresno. How can people get more information?
You can go to the website, www.fulton55.com. You can find my Facebook page, El Violin, El Violin. You can search it. I'm also on Instagram and Twitter, Hijo de Violin.
We'll look forward to it, and I'm sure there will be a lot more coming up. I know you're all over the state these days playing for Silicon Valley parties and
Non-stop.
All kinds of things.
Non-stop.
So I have a feeling that something big may be happening in your future, and we're very proud to have you in our studio today again. Patrick Contreras, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.